Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
For a real estate investment in a Roth IRA that's got $50,000 in it, you buy a duplex for $50,000. All those rents flow through your IRA and grow your cash balance.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of the Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's noradarealestate.com/guide.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Mike Howe. How's it going, Mike?
Going great, Joe. How are you?
Doing well, and Mike is joining us from San Francisco, California, where he is the Director of Institutional Products at Pensco. He works with clients to help them understand the tax benefits of investing using self-directed IRAs in real estate. So with that being said, Mike, and you know what, Mike, I forgot to get an interesting fact about you. So when you introduce yourself, can you give the Best Ever listeners a non-real estate related interesting fact about you and talk a little bit about what you're up to now and your focus?
Yeah. So my name is Michael Howe with Pensco Trust Company. I've been the Director of Institutional Products here since the beginning of the year. I actually used to work in our back office reviewing deals and all that kind of stuff. So learning all that stuff about IRAs and how to invest IRA money in all types of assets like real estate and notes has put me in a good position here at Pensco and has, made me realize that people need to be made more aware of the fact that you can use qualified dollars to invest in these kinds of things. An interesting fact about me, I am a UCLA graduate. I actually rode crew at UCLA for 2 years, so I know what it means to be a part of a team and to work out pretty hard and see your success pay off when you actually do finally get that first place medal. So that's a little something about me. And just to give you a little bit of background about Pensco, Pensco is the premier self-directed IRA custodian in our industry. We have about 45,000 clients and $10.5 billion in assets under custody. The average account size with Pensco is about $200,000, but we do not have any account minimums. But even though we don't have any account minimums, we do have a fair number of high net worth clients who hold over $1 million in their IRA. And Pensco makes it possible to use retirement dollars to invest in the kinds of alternative assets like private equity, real estate, notes, and those notes can be unsecured or mortgage-backed notes. We do a lot of those. It's important to think about using IRAs when you're going to do a real estate investment, and especially if you're raising money for a real estate investment. You know, currently there's about $24 trillion in retirement dollars out there. You know, that includes IRAs and 401ks, $7.3 trillion in IRAs and about $146 billion in self-directed IRAs. So it's still a growing segment, and we hope that people will, you know, start using IRAs more as they, you know, become more knowledgeable about the fact that there are great tax benefits and great diversification benefits as well in using your IRA to invest in real estate.
What are the tax benefits? So you'd mentioned as an investor raising money, it's important to know about this. And, you know, I know from my personal experience raising money, I've had investors use their IRA to invest, their self-directed IRA to invest in deals that I have. I've seen firsthand the benefits. From a person who has a self-directed IRA, what are the tax benefits that they have to, you know, that they enjoy whenever they're using their self-directed IRA to invest in real estate?
Sure. So at Pensco, we hold custody of all sorts of IRAs, SEP, simple, traditional, and Roth. But I'll just talk about the two main ones, which are a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA. So for traditional IRAs, just for folks that don't know, you can if you're under 50 years old, you can contribute $5,500 to a traditional IRA every year. And that is post-tax money on the way in. That's pre-tax money on the way in. And then you pay the tax on the way out at your prevailing tax rate at the time. So any investments that go into your traditional IRA grow tax deferred. So if you had a $10,000 investment in a traditional IRA over a period of 20 years, that $10,000 investment grows to $50,000. When you decide to take a distribution of your traditional IRA, you would pay the tax on the $50,000 at your prevailing tax rate at the time, but you don't pay any tax on the gain. So as far as a Roth is concerned, Roths are great for people who qualify, and by that I mean that you must make under $116,000 gross if you're filing taxes as a single person. And if you're married, you can contribute to a Roth if your AGI is less than $183,000. So if you do qualify for a Roth, the tax benefits of that are very nice. The main difference between a Roth and a traditional IRA is the fact that a Roth is funded with after-tax money, and thus you're not taxed on the way out. So if you're going to make a contribution, again, you can only make a $5,500 contribution, and that is a total for all of your IRAs. So you can't contribute $5,500 to one and $5,500 to your other one. $5,500 is the total that you can contribute among all IRAs. So Roth IRAs are great for people that qualify, because at the time that you do need to take a distribution, you'll never have to worry about taxes because you've paid the taxes on the front end. So for a real estate investment in a Roth IRA, let's say, if you have a Roth IRA that's got $50,000 in it, you buy a duplex for $50,000. You've already paid the tax on that money. So let's say you have rents that come into that duplex. All those rents flow through your IRA and grow your cash balance. Now that property is worth $80,000 at the time you sell it. And if you're over 59 and a half, you can take that distribution tax-free out of your Roth IRA. So there are some pretty great tax advantages to using an IRA to invest in things like real estate.
What's something that would surprise the best ever listeners about this process?
The thing that's most surprising to me is how many people are not necessarily aware of this. At Pensco, we kind of try to provide a lot of education around IRAs and what you can and cannot invest in. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to conferences and I get calls from people going, "Hey, I heard about Pensco. I'm not really sure what you guys do." And then I, you know, tell them, "Hey, you can buy a piece of property in your IRA." And they're like, "What? I can actually do that?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you have, you know, you And it's not just real estate, too. I mean, you can invest in all types of stuff, raw land, notes, private equity. And we also have a lot of real estate investments that are structured as private equity investments, which I can talk about later as well.
What are the two things you can't invest in? Is like collectibles and something else?
Correct. So IRAs, the IRS says that an IRA basically cannot hold collectibles in any type of insurance products.
That's right.
And IRAs cannot invest in S-corps. So just be careful about that. IRAs can definitely invest in C-corps, LLCs, LPs, joint ventures, all that kind of stuff, but no S-corps because of the tax reasons.
And as somebody who is raising money, having a partner like your team is incredibly necessary because it's, quite frankly, it's impossible to become an expert at everything. And I don't think anybody, I don't think anybody wants to become an expert in everything, but it's important to have a baseline knowledge of what's possible and then direct them to experts. So what would somebody who is raising money and speaking to people who have IRAs, what should that person know in order to have the initial informed conversation with a potential investor?
Sure. So what I would say is that they should be asking any of their people who are going to use regular taxable money in this if they've considered using IRA money because of the tax benefits and all this stuff. And just educating people and making people aware that this is possible might end up being great for the capital raiser because, you know, tapping into IRA money is probably a, you know, might be a untapped pool of cash that you haven't, you know, really considered in the past. And as far as Pensco is concerned, over the last year, we've made a bunch of strides in technology and tools to give capital raisers to make it easier to deal with, to make it easier to deal with us as a IRA custodian. In the past, and even up until now, the IRA custodian business has been pretty paper heavy, and a lot of reasons why people either don't use IRA money or don't solicit IRA money is because it was kind of a pain. Nowadays, companies like Pensco, we're, you know, going towards totally paperless online new account wizards, online way to transfer money into your IRA here, online document submission, things like that where you can get your deal done, you know, in 24 to 48 hours if everything goes right. So, it's not as cumbersome as it has been in the past, and so being able to tell people that there is an easy way to do this is definitely a huge selling point for capital raisers.
I have a feeling where this is headed, but I'm going to ask anyway because that's the show format.
Sure.
Mike, what is your best advice ever for real estate investors?
Well, my best advice ever would be consider IRA money. Tax benefits you know, companies like Pensco who provide streamlined processes make this a great way to, you know, for investors, it's a great way to get tax benefits and it's a great diversification tool for your retirement portfolio. And for capital raisers, it's much easier to do this now than it ever has been in the past.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Absolutely.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.
Best ever book you've read.
Best ever book I've read. Self-Directed IRA Handbook by Matt Sorensen.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it.
You know, going to my first trade show and talking to people about Pensco and about IRAs, I knew nothing about IRAs, and I kind of had to do a little crash course before this. The best experience is actually going out there, telling people that you can use IRAs, because just talking about IRAs yourself makes you much more educated about it.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Be organized. Organize everything. Calendar, notes, be organized. That's my best ever habit, for sure.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
I'm really excited about peer-to-peer lending and especially using IRA money to invest in peer-to-peer lending. Right now, that's kind of a hot button issue. Not only peer-to-peer lending, but just, the passing of the Jobs Act back in 2012 has now made it easier for small businesses to raise capital. That can be anything from a small real estate business to, some other private equity technology firm. That is something that I'm super excited about right now because it gives companies access to whole pools of capital that they never had before.
Best ever way you like to give back?
St. Anthony's Soup Kitchen in San Francisco is a great, great soup kitchen. I do it once a month, serving the underprivileged and homeless people of San Francisco.
Best ever quote?
Best ever quote. Well, if we're talking about real estate, I heard this from a guy a long, long time ago, and it's always stuck with me. If you're going to invest in real estate, always invest in a good house in a great neighborhood, not necessarily a great house in a great neighborhood.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in business or real estate?
The biggest mistake that I made was not being educated about this enough when I first started. I think that if I had come in here with a knowledge of, IRA and IRS rules, I would have been much better off. I will say that if I had known about this earlier, I probably would have done this for myself much earlier than I have been.
I've got a follow-up question for you on something that we talked about earlier. Whenever I was, asking about what should investors who are raising money know, and you had mentioned that we should be asking are the people we're coming across if they've considered using an IRA as tax benefits. Once we have that initial question, what are a couple bullet points that we can mention just to kind of further our positioning as a thought leader in that kind of also not getting too deep? So what are a couple things that might pique curiosity with the people we're speaking to?
Well, so like we talked about, obviously the tax benefits of using these types of accounts is a great selling point. The other thing is the speed and efficiency, which some IRA custodians have over others. Some other things that people would probably want to know is the fact that there's a lot of prohibited transactions and things like that that could occur in these types of deals. And not to get too far off track here, but I did want to mention that, there's a reason why there are specialized IRA custodians like Pensco is because a lot of your big houses like Charles Schwab and TD won't hold these kinds of assets for all sorts of reasons. They have a fiduciary responsibility. They don't want to deal with all the valuation and reporting requirements, but that's what companies like Pensco do, and that's all we do, and we totally specialize in that. But I would say that people should be aware before they even do any deals that, there are things that could get them in trouble whenever they are going to invest IRA money in a piece of property, let's say. For example, you can't buy a property with your IRA and then plan to live in it. You can't do that. If you're buying a piece of property with your IRA, that property cannot be owned by one of your family members. Things of that nature. If you need to put a new roof on your house, it needs to be paid out of your IRA pro rata, and you can't get reimbursed from your IRA for any expense payment. Pensco is not a fiduciary, so we don't necessarily have to worry about any of that responsibility, and we put a lot of the onus on the client and their advisor about what they actually want to do with their IRA, hence self-directed IRA.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
Best ever place to reach me is you can reach me by phone number. My phone number is 415-248-1432, or you can email me at michael.howe, H-O-W-E, at pensco.com. You can also read my blog at pensco.com/blog. I actually had a blog up this week about using non-recourse loans to help you invest in real estate as well, meaning that if you don't have enough money to do the actual purchase, there are participating banks out there that will give you a non-recourse loan, which all that means is that the bank is not going to seize the assets of your IRA in case of default. The only thing they can go after is the underlying property. So there are people that definitely use non-recourse loans as a tool to help further their real estate investing in their IRAs.
Mike, thank you so much for being on the Best Ever Show and sharing your best ever advice and talking about, I mean, clearly this was a conversation all about self-directed IRAs and the benefits of at minimum, being educated on the option, not only for, you know, ourselves, but then also for if we're raising capital to educate our investors and asking that question of if they've considered it, because that could open up another pool of money for us as capital raisers and also for people who have their money sitting in an IRA, whether it's Roth or whether it's any other number, traditional, or the other two that you'd mentioned. I didn't write those down. But having, perhaps it's helping them make more money from a return standpoint with their self-directed than if they kept it parked in the IRA. So it really is potentially beneficial for all parties involved, both the person raising the money and then also the person investing, because it gives access to the person raising, and then for the person investing, it certainly could get a better return, has a potential. So thank you so much, Mike, for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Joe, and thanks to all the Best Ever listeners for tuning in.
Hey, you, Best Ever listener, do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the Best Ever Show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.